Time for Thinking Real Estate. Laura Dwyer-Schletke, owner. Bill Schletke, employee of Thinking Real Estate.
Well, I wouldn't call him an employee, but...
Don't you hire him for legal advice?
I do.
Okay. I'm an independent contractor.
Yeah, so...
Hey, trivia question for you.
Okay.
You ready, Bill?
Yeah, fire away.
Prominent national icon went from eighth grade right into college. Name that icon.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
And I definitely wouldn't know the answer. If Bill doesn't know, I would never know. Well, that's not exactly true. But
come on, Laura.
It is Martin Luther King Day, but I don't know the answer to that question.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh,
is that who I was?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Little known tidbit.
I'd say.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, so the banks aren't open and the post office isn't open, right?
They are closed today, yes.
Okay.
It's a federal holiday.
Thinking Real Estate is still open, and I think Schletke Law Firm is open.
Of course, Schletke Law Firm has been working out of his home office since the pandemic began.
Zoom.
You know, I think that the pandemic has helped with low mileage on vehicles.
Yeah. Agree.
Yeah. Anyhow, so we kind of thought since Biden is being sworn in a couple of days, we'd talk about how that might affect the real estate market. And in line with that, we'll talk about maybe some expectations of 2021's real estate market general.
Have you applied for your pardon yet? Hey, Greg?
Yeah.
Have you applied for your pardon yet?
Do you have to apply for a pardon? They don't just give it to you? Do you have to apply for a pardon?
Well, no, you buy it.
He's got to know that you want a pardon, of course.
Well, I would assume anybody who's...
I was talking to a lawyer from New York. I think he used to be the former mayor, and he said I could get a pardon for all my crimes for $2 million. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, you don't apply, you pay.
I'll tell you what, tomorrow's going to be an interesting day.
That's how it works.
You mean Wednesday?
No, tomorrow.
Why tomorrow?
Because tomorrow is the expectation he's going to issue about 100.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. I was thinking of the swearing in, so sorry. Anyhow, so I think 2021, putting the president aside for a minute, although we'll come back to him, or the new president, we're going to still see slim pickings for home buyers. I did a quick research on what was on the market right now. There's only 219 listings on the market in Jackson County, residential homes. If you want to consider vacant land, commercial property, and everything, there's 749. So that's pretty slim, and the price range of the houses that are on the market are running from $27,000 is the lowest up to $2.95 million, with an average price of $234,873 and a median price of $159,900. So
wow.
our housing prices have increased due to two reasons: one, the slim pickings, and the low interest rates. People can now afford probably just a little under twice what they used to be able to afford, assuming the same income, because interest rates have dropped so much.
Well, and I'll also say I represent the people throughout the state, and the people that I represent that have been trying to buy homes in the Detroit metropolitan area, Ann Arbor, Brighton, et cetera. They are bidding the prices up. A lot of the properties, the residential properties, are going at a rate which is above the list price. And if you don't move on it right away, and you come up with a very abbreviated list of contingencies, and you better be qualified, you're not going to get the property.
Well, and you have to be willing.
Things are just hotcakes.
And you have to. You can't make it contingent on the sale of your home. You just can't do that because that multiple offers situation isn't going to help you any. It looks like about 7 in 10 homes sold in the market for less than 30 days.
Isn't the big issue, Laura, that there's just not a lot of properties in that median range? It's either very high end or, let's say, very low end.
That is correct. And the other thing that we're seeing is the buyers are, their expectations are a little bit higher than what you can really get. So everybody wants that second toilet, for example.
Sure.
And most of the homes in the city, those that are in that lower to medium range, only have one toilet, and the expectation is
that would be bathrooms, not toilets.
Well, but it could be a bath and a half instead of two full baths. So, in any event, if you're in a home and you can expand and add that half bathroom, it may behoove you to do so, but you better make sure the cost can justify the value. It looks like you're going to have to, or people are looking into neighborhoods that they may not have looked into before, which is a good thing. That will improve a community overall because people are expanding their search. What do you see on the Biden side, Bill, that he's putting into place?
Well, most important thing is the proposed extension of the eviction moratorium until September 30. Although this time it looks like the feds are going to do it right. Last time, I bet the feds, there is currently in effect until January 31, the moratorium, which was imposed by the CDC, against evictions, the moratorium. But that CDC moratorium didn't provide any relief for renters or for landlords. And the Biden proposal, at least the way it's presently being presented, is that there will be, I don't know how many billions of dollars for support or rent relief to provide rent payments on behalf of tenants to landlords. So that's the major shift that I see with respect to real estate. Again, assuming the Biden plan gets adopted, you know, it's a long way away from being proposed to actually getting adopted. And so we'll see whether or not there's enough support, particularly in the Senate, to be able to get something through. So we'll see.
Problem with some of the rent relief programs, though, is the landlord. In the past, they've required the landlord to agree to certain stipulations. However, the tenant didn't have to agree, which I don't think is quite that fair.
No, I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is you're going to find that the rent relief will probably go to the big landlords, the big apartment owners, things like that. And so a lot of the little landlords aren't really going to see much of that relief. That's just the way these things seem to work, is that larger companies, the ones with greater influence, seem to get the cash. And we'll see. You know, and they've also... There's also the extension of the payroll protection loan program, which is now in its second wave, and so that will provide some help to small businesses. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I actually thought what we were going to talk about today, since it's Martin Luther King Day, was we were going to talk about fair housing. But
yeah, we could.
Okay.
I mean, we can always switch gear.
Well, it just seems like it ought to be a fairly topic that we ought to be talking about on a day like today. Talking about civil rights, talking about fair housing, non-discrimination.
Bill, you're fading.
That I'm just talking about Martin Luther King Day. It just seems like the appropriate topic would be anti-discrimination law, fair housing, and the ability of everybody to be treated equally in terms of applications for rental, for housing. Which is not always the case. There continues to be discrimination on the part of landlords, on the part of sellers, and on the part of realtors. Sometimes deliberate, sometimes just subconsciously that it happens. And so this is a day to reflect upon how you can sometimes almost unconsciously discriminate against individuals, whether it's on the basis of any of the federal or state classifications, which include race, religion, race, color, national origin, age, sex, height, weight, familial status, or marital status. And then in 42 or 43 communities in Michigan, maybe even more now, they have, well, there's discrimination on the basis of source of income. And Jackson also has one which prohibits discrimination on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation. And so landlords ought to be cognizant of what all of
and realtors
and realtors and sellers. Sellers aren't immune either. There are a couple of very limited exemptions, but you got to know what those limited exemptions are. And I will say that discrimination on the basis of race in any real estate transaction, whether it's a sale or a lease, is strictly prohibited. Racial discrimination of any kind is strictly prohibited. None of the exemptions with respect to owner-occupied housing would apply to racial discrimination.
What do you guys see? Do you see less?
Do we see what?
Do you see less?
Do we see left?
Less.
What do you mean?
What? Less discrimination.
Less. L-E-S-S?
L-E-S-S. Less.
I think as more and more people are educated, the National Association of Realtors, the local associations of realtors, I mean, this has been a dominant topic for now several decades. In those associations, that doesn't mean it doesn't still exist.
Right.
We still have people who live in the past, thinking that certain categories, classifications of individuals, aren't to be treated with the same respect, the same dignity, the same conduct as others. But I think I'm seeing less and less discrimination, particularly as the old guard, the old conservative people who were raised in an era of whether it was the Jim Crow laws, et cetera. You know, all of those people are dying off finally. So I think there's less discrimination. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And I'm not limiting it solely to the southern states. There's plenty of discrimination in northern states. Every month, the Fair Housing Commission in Detroit issues a newsletter of the claims, the lawsuits, and the settlements. So despite the education, despite the change in the demographics, there is still discrimination, Greg. And it's sometimes a little discouraging. And the discrimination on the basis of gender identity, sexual orientation.
Well, it could be handicap accessibility.
Basis of disability.
I see that. I don't know that it's, I can't say that it's intentional, nor do I want to say that it's intentional, but the city has an ordinance having to do with handicap ramps, which can make it financially unfeasible for a property owner who has accessibility issues to install a ramp.